doing. This is your Coach Rands. Coach Rands, getting everything started here. We are going live on multiple channels here, YouTube, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. So give me a second to get everything and everybody up and running. We're going to share some of this. We're going to share the video in a couple places. So if you're logging on, please go ahead and hit that share button. This subject is going to be a good subject. We're going to have a really good time discussing this. Looking forward to your comments. Move the screens around in just a second here. Make sure everything is where it's supposed to be. We're getting live on everything. So when you get in, when you come in, you know, say, hey, how you guys doing? I got multiple channels, so I'm gonna be looking around for just conversations all over the place going on. Let's share this. As many opportunities and places that we can. But tonight's discussion, and we're going to keep it on pace with the discussion. We're going to talk about sexual alchemy, what's the difference between lust and infatuation. All right. So I hope that you guys are ready to be free and be willing to express your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions. Try to answer any questions as I go through this, you know, where you're from, what's going on with you. Hit that like button, hit the like and share button. Please hit that like button. That gets more people. It's on YouTube, it gets more people involved into the show. The more you have involved, the deeper we get into these aspects. Especially for men, we like to avoid this subject matter. Now, I do want to preface this so that men please be more open and free to talk about this. And we're going to have a conversation into the realm of the current how to find your divine soul. One of the very important chapters is going to be before you get ready to find your soulmate, before you start a relationship, after you establish more about who you are. One of the important subject matters is the fact that along those lines, there are many different ways that people are being taken advantage of because they don't have an understanding of love, love, and situations. We have people who are putting themselves and emotionally taken advantage of, or internet taken advantage of. There are so many different forms of manipulation within this conversation. There is the idea of we're going to work on. Our chakra from the foundation of the chakra from the bottom up when it comes to masculine energy and then who you are. It is not the general guy. You gotta have most men working from their chakra up and women work now. This is why it's such difficult. And being able to help the difference and get into a relationship and a group. Share group. Master student. All right, I'm going to move the YouTube version to where I can see it a little bit better. Now, I'm going to work on the blog talk part so that we can. All right. Now I'm hands free. Now I got both hands. So we're going to start working on having guests for the blog talk portion of it, be able to communicate with multiple people. There we go. Yeah, we're going to be able to communicate with multiple people through the blog talk version. And I'm gonna figure out how to get these things so that they can all pop faster so that I don't have to go through all these processes before we get started. But like I was saying, this conversation piece is going to be based on the fact that it's based on a book that I'm writing, at a conversation that I was having very recently, so that we can didn't know the difference between math and so that in this book that I'm writing, How to Find Your Divine Soulmate, after we go through the process of opening our chakras, which is really coming, you know, even if you don't go for chakras, that's fine, because I'm just using the idea of chakras for you to come to a understanding of who you are, and how you function, so that you can open yourself up, unblock yourself from things that may be keeping you from having a relationship because you're out of balance, out of relationship with yourself. And that's one of the things that we want to get squared away is getting your self organized. But once we get you in line and in line with yourself, then it'll be easier and better for you to find the right type of mate. I mean, that's what that part's all about, right? It's like finding the right type of mate for yourself. I forgot to do this. I didn't do that correctly. I got mine all over the place. So yeah, finding that right, the right mate for yourself. Because we go through life. I'm gonna tell you guys something that I was planning on talking about more yesterday, but I'm going to talk about little today. But a very important matriarch, a very important mother to me. I found out earlier today she passed away. I appreciate any condolences, but you don't have to. But she passed away today. One of the things about her is that she lived a life, a decent good life. She really didn't live her life. And she never really had that love of her life in her life. You know what I mean? Like that like everyday love of your life, best friend kind of situation. You know, that was never really a big major part of her life. And I was thinking about that today as I was getting myself ready for the show. The fact of, you know, we don't live our best life. And we oftentimes don't live our best relationship life. We have a tendency to settle and get into a groove, get into a rut. We have a tendency to let our stubbornness of our personality get in the way of having a beautiful, wonderful relationship. We have a tendency to let cultural biases and cultural norms get in the way of having a beautiful, wonderful relationship. And because we do that, we never really get to truly fulfill that relationship part, you know, that blessed part. And YouTube is looking like it froze a little bit. Not sure what's going on over there. But we don't. We kind of get stuck there, you know, and not have that life. But I was thinking about that, like living your best life. There's a song that you just said that, you know, living your best life. I had to go, y'all know I can't sing, so I'm not going to hurt y'all like that. But YouTube seems to be doing something crazy over here. What is going on? Oh, you can still hear me? Good. Okay. As long as you can still hear me, we'll let the video pick. Just let me know if you can't hear me or something like that. But anyway, so she never had that. And I'm thinking, man, there's so many people who go their whole life and they never have that. And that's what this book, How to Find Your Divine Soulmate, is about. This is about you having it in your next relationship, or the one that was, it's about you finding it if you're not in a relationship, or if you're in a relationship, how to cultivate it in your relationship. And I honestly, think that if we come to this understanding of the difference between lust, infatuation, and love, that we can actually get there. That we can have that kind of blissful relationship, right? I've seen many people in my time who, you know, they went through multiple relationships, but it wasn't until they really got that person where they met in the middle that they really started understanding how to have a relationship based on love. So let's establish this part first. If I was doing this video and it wasn't live, then I would have edits and that sort of thing. Okay, somebody. You're saying that you can't hear me, Brandon? All right. I don't know why you can't hear me on this one. If you can't hear me, what to do on it if you can't hear me on Facebook. But so for those who don't know what the chakra is, chakra is basically different portals, different energy points in the body. If you were thinking about it from a psychiatrist, chiropractic point of view, these are the different points that a chiropractor would look at. You have your root chakra, which is blocked by fear, and that's at the base of your spine. From the root chakra, you go up to your sacral chakra, that's your sexual chakra, it's about pleasure. And then from the in your stomach area, you have your power chakra. This is where your gut feeling, this is your power chakra. Then your chest is your heart chakra. This is where you receive love and that sort of thing. And then you have your throat chakra, which is here in your throat, which is that's where communication and creativity. Then your third eye, which is where vision comes from. And then your crown chakra, top of your head. This is where we get the notion of, you know, your crown opening, your spiritual connection, that crown chakra. So I want you to understand that basic concept of the chakra. And there are certain things that block each one of these chakras. Fear blocks your foundational chakra. Shame blocks your sacral chakra. Guilt blocks your power chakra. The loss of love blocks your heart chakra. Lies that you tell about yourself to yourself block your throat chakra. And then your disconnection from everybody else, feeling disconnected, blocks your third eye, and then your crown chakra is blocked by earthly attachment. So now that we have like a basic understanding of the chakra system, let's continue. Even though I got Brandon over on Facebook trying to make jokes, because that's one of my best friends, and he always got some crazy stuff to say. But I love him anyway. So anyhow, understanding those basic chakras, understanding how people function. When it comes to a relationship and you look at it from the point of view of love, and you're just going to look at it from love, we're going to break down the difference between lust, infatuation, and love, and how we work through those things and identify what's going on in our body, in our mind, our spirit, our energy, when it comes to those things, and how you can better effectively utilize it in a relationship. So let's start out with the first one. Which is lust, right? Of course, most of us know what lust is. Lust is just your basic animalistic attraction to another person, right? It's that thing that when you see somebody, you're like, man, I just want to be with them. I don't want to have a relationship. I don't want to have a connection with them. I just want to have sex with them. That's it. You know, I just want to grab. I want to touch. It's just the physical gratification. And I'm not saying that just having the physical gratification is a whole thing, but when it's the physical gratification alone within a relationship, that's when you're just dealing with pure lust for someone. I believe in a relationship, you should have a desire to physically be with the person that you're with. You should have a physical need, a physical desire, wanting to be intimate with them. This is where some of your strongest sharing of energy, sharing of connection come from, is when you're doing that. But if it is all lust, if it's only lust, there's a problem. And many guys, many men in general, and when I say men and women, understand in general, it's really about masculine energy, feminine. A lot of there are women